A question for the parents out there. Are your kids still working their way through a pile of Halloween candy? Maybe you've confiscated some to give back as a reward for eating the healthy green things they don't like. Say, kale. Well, Corey Turner of the NPR Ed team has this story of an alternate universe where kids talk about kale as if it is candy.
Scratch that. I'm not even sure kids get this excited about candy.
All I knew is that I like to eat kale. I like it, I like it, I like it.
Alex Edwards is in fourth grade at Watkins Elementary in Washington, D.C. And I know what you're thinking. He's got to be an outlier.
Kale is delicious and nutritious, and my name is Samara.
I could do this all day.
I think it's yummy.
It's yummy.
It's delicious.
Why so crazy for kale? The answer, in a word, food prints. The program was started in 2005 by a local nonprofit called Fresh Farm Markets. The goal was to help kids take better care of the land and their bodies. At five area schools, that lesson takes kids to the garden about once a month. In the raised beds at Watkins, behind a gate just off the sidewalk, students have planted kale, cabbage, carrots, and teacher Jane Hellowell walks them through a little broccoli anatomy.
So what is this part?
The leaf.
And what's this part?
The stem. Okay.
It's also Spirit Week, and today kids walk among the plants wearing pajamas emblazoned with unicorns and transformers. Once they've plucked a few veggies, they head up to the fourth floor food lab. The kitchen, funded through a $60,000 Kickstarter campaign, looks like an IKEA showroom plunked down into an old cinder block classroom. On today's menu, lentil soup, toast with herbed butter, and a Tuscan kale salad. Much of it straight from the garden. The kids divide into teams, chopping celery with pink and blue plastic knives and stripping the kale. I get a few pointers from 9-year-old Cannon Cole.
Like, I just ripped the whole thing from right here and all the way down, and then I just started shredding it all up.
Across the room, Amani Williams minces garlic.
I peel off the skin and just put it up and down.
Mm-hmm. The thing I don't like about garlic is when you mince it, your fingers smell like garlic all day.
But it keeps the vampires away.
I asked the kids, do you have a garden at home? Some say yeah, for flowers, a few veggies. Several say no. All say they love food prints.
A big part of it is allowing them to do real work.
Program director Jennifer Mampara says kids get tired of work that's just meant to keep them busy. With food prints,
they really go into a real garden, they're really harvesting it out of the ground, and they're actually cooking the food themselves.
They're proud of it, and that pride, plus a little garlic, can make kale taste pretty amazing. The only work the kids aren't doing is sautéing the vegetables for the soup. That hot job stays with Mampara.
All right, can everybody look up in the mirror and see what's happening right here in this pot?
While the food cooks, okay. The kids get a biology lesson on decomposition. Then each child gets a bowl of soup, some toast, and that beloved kale salad. I ask Liam Murphy to rate the lunch from 1 to 10.
I would rate the meal on a scale from 1 to 10, 11.
11. Not good enough, says Alex Edwards.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for the kale, I'll give it a 1 million.
You heard it here. On a pleasure scale, it either goes to a million or at least to 11. Corey Turner, NPR News.
Washington.
These are good for you.
And if we've made you hungry, you can find the recipe for that Tuscan kale salad at the Ed blog, npr.org/ed.